Indram nas svabhishek shamo Ramana chodatavayam Avatirno sivishvatma Bhumer bhara panutayam. As ordered by Lord Brahma, we shall perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as Indra. O soul of the universe, you descend to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Evam Krishnam Upamantya, Surabhi Payasatmanaha, Jalaya Akasha Gangaya, Airavata Karodratai, Indra Surashi Bhi Sakam, Chodito Devamatri Bhi, Abhya Abhyasin Chatadarasaham, Govinda Iti Chadhyayat. Sukadev Goswami said, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk. And Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Airavata. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dasarha, and gave him the name Govinda. According to the Acharyas, because Indra was embarrassed by his blunder of attacking Vrindavan, he was reluctant to worship the Lord. Therefore, the heavenly mothers, such as Aditi, encouraged him to go ahead and worship the Lord, feeling authorized by the encouragement of demigods less offensive than him. He then bathed the Lord. Indra discovered that the beautiful cowherd boy named Krishna is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dev Goswami said, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk, and Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganges water from the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Airavata. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dasarha, and gave him the name Govinda. It is said by Queen Kunti, Janmai Shravaya Shruti Shubhir Edamana Manasimani Kham Akim Chanago Saram. That material qualifications are the greatest disqualifications for spiritual advancement. High birth, great wealth, education, physical beauty. These four qualities, all materialistic people in this world are very attracted to. And they dedicate their lives to acquire these qualities. What people will do to make themselves appear beautiful. How people will spend the best years of their lives studying, studying, studying for high education. How people struggle and strive throughout their entire lives to gain wealth. And how people
are very proud of being born in an aristocratic family or in a highly respectable family. These four material qualifications infatuate one with false pride. Prakritai priyamanani gunai karamani sarapas ahankara vimitasana karataham iti maniya. One thinks that I am very great, that I am the doer of my activities. And false pride is the most deadly enemy which blocks, impedes any possibility of true spiritual advancement. And even in the name of spiritual life, if one becomes, as a devotee, very learned, or perhaps takes the second brahminical initiation, then it appears he has a very high birth, high respectable position, or perhaps even sannyasi. Or if one, by his preaching efforts, becomes very wealthy, builds big, beautiful temples, wonderful ashrams, gives tremendous amounts in charity, also often infatuate such a devotee with false pride, that I am the doer, and see what I have done. So Krishna cannot tolerate pride in the heart of his devotees. Because when we come to this path, we are striving for pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means ahoy taki apratihata, without any motivation, without any interruption. Pure devotional service means trinadapi sunichena tadorapi sahishmina amanina manadena kirakaniya sadahari. It means to become more humble than the blade of grass, to be more tolerant than a tree, to offer all respect to others and to expect no respect for oneself. This is the consciousness Mahaprabhu has given us by which we can truly, purely chant the holy name of the Lord always. A devotee strives for this humility and this detachment. But the ways of this world are so complicated and so entangling that at every step, Maya Devi is trying to infatuate us with false pride, with a desire for some type of prestige, trying to delude and bewilder us into thinking, I am the doer of my activities. But a devotee wants no credit. He wants all credit given to his guru and given to Krishna. Knowing without their blessings, without their grace, everything I would do would simply be entangle me in deeper and deeper bondage of karma. How is it possible to continue our devotional life without falling prey to these trappings of Maya? Maya is so complete, so thorough in her process of testing our sincerity. She will tempt us with objects of the senses. She may send us some beautiful member of the opposite sex, or she may send us the opportunity to eat and eat and eat the most sumptuous prasad. Or she may send us the opportunity for great, great wealth to take for ourselves and enjoy. She may offer us, sometimes we see our parents, they offer us big, big businesses. Take it over, take it all. All luxuries, all comforts,
These things are very, very difficult to give up in this world. Almost impossible without the grace of Guru and Krishna. They are impossible. But somehow or other, we struggle through all these temptations. We take shelter, we hold on to the lotus feet of Gurudev, and somehow or other we resist all of these temptations. And we think that I have conquered Maya. And by that thought, Maya has defeated us. We think, I have conquered Maya. You have done nothing. Krishna has protected you. Krishna and Gurudev's mercy has brought us out of these temptations. If we take any credit for our renunciation, our detachment, or our ability to remain Krishna conscious, that in and of itself is defeat at the hands of Maya. And from that defeat, gradually, once she has a hold on our consciousness, it's just a matter of time till she drags us down to the bottom. Therefore, it is only through this humble spirit of devotion that we can truly resist the illusory energy. It is only by this humble spirit of devotion that we never let go of the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna. As soon as we think we have the power to protect ourselves, we let go of those divine feet that are the source of all of our spiritual sustenance. And when we let go, we are again in the ocean of material existence. Therefore, Krishna's greatest mercy, is when he puts his devotee in such a predicament where that devotee realizes, I am totally helpless without the mercy of God. Maharaj Yudhisthira was a great devotee, and he was also king. He was king of the entire planet Earth, and he was pious. He was a pure devotee of the Lord. Yet Krishna took everything away from him. He had him cheated. He took away all of his royal robes, all of his jewelry, his crown. He took away his palace. He took away his reputation. He sent him into the jungle for 14 long years. And during this time, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Lord Krishna, what have we done? We have not made any offenses at your lotus feet. We have been following your instructions as carefully as possible. Why have you taken everything away from us? Why have you not only taken everything away from us, but you have sent huge armies simply to humiliate us and to try to kill us? We're running and hiding from our lives like the lowest criminals. Why have you put us in this situation? And Krishna's reply was, Yasyaham anagrinami harishyeta dhanam shanai. That when I show my mercy to my devotee, I give that devotee whatever he wants. But when I show my supreme compassion upon my devotee, I take everything away from him. So that devotee has no one else and nothing else to turn to except me. And he cries. He cries for the shelter of my love. Like a baby child, when it is in danger, doesn't try to protect itself because it knows it cannot. Simply cries for its mother desperately. This is Krishna consciousness. To learn to cry to Krishna desperately like a helpless child. At every stage of our life, Bhakti Yoga Maharaj Ki Jai. Sahadeva. Here we find in this beautiful narration Indra, the king of heaven, who's a devotee. We should know that we must offer all of our respects to all devotees. Indra is such a great devotee. Can you imagine what type of devotee this Indra is? His son was Arjuna. Not an ordinary living being can have Arjuna as son. And in another lila, I believe Bali was his son. Such great, great personalities. Indradev is accepting a position which is very, very difficult to execute. Not only is he the king of heaven, who is in charge of the orchestration of all the universal departments, but he's also like the general of the army of the demigods, who has to protect them against the asuras, the demons. It's a terribly difficult position. But along with the responsibility comes so many facilities, beautiful heavenly pleasures, unimaginable by anyone. So we should understand that Indra has accepted this position because he's a devotee in the service of the Lord. Can you imagine what type of devotee you have to be that God will give you so much responsibility? But along with the responsibility, there are so many dangers, because still we have our independence. At every stage of our existence, we have our independence, and we could use it or misuse it. So Indra, in the face of so much worship and so much opulence, he became intoxicated. He became infatuated, and he forgot that he was the eternal servant of Krishna. He started to think, I am the king of heaven and I am the enjoyer. Indra is meant to take worship on behalf of Krishna. Throughout the whole world, especially in previous yugas, all Brahmins, all Vaishyas, all Kshatriyas, they perform sacrifices. And one of the most important part of the sacrifices is to offer oblations, to offer gifts to Indra, to offer praise to Indra. The Vedic hymns are full of the praise and the glorifications of King Indra, because he provides the rains, and without the rains nothing could survive in this world. You can imagine his power. He knows that all life is dependent on him. If he does not send rain, everyone dies. And if people do not worship him properly, he will not send the rains. And if they worship him properly, he will send the rains. But his illusion was, he was thinking, that people are worshiping me. His position as a demigod is that they are worshiping Krishna through him. Ultimately, Krishna is giving him the rain to give to the world. Similarly, we find sometimes, even in spiritual life, even if a person takes the position of a guru and is worshipped, as soon as that person thinks that this is for me, he's an illusion. And it's just a matter of time till Krishna is going to have to teach him good lessons. All worship is meant for God. No worship is meant for anything or anyone else, because Krishna is the source of everything. He is the one that is empowering everyone according to their capacity. So therefore, it is the duty of the spiritual master, like a postman, Srila Prabhupada used to say, the guru is a postal peon. What is a peon? Peon is the lowliest servant, just somebody who just follows orders, somebody who just does the delivery. Postal peon means he is simply in such a humble way delivering the message to Krishna, and whatever worship comes to him, he delivers it back to Krishna. Sakshadharitvena samasta sakta. The disciple must see the guru as good as God. He must worship him as he would worship God. But the guru never thinks anything is for me. He is simply receiving on behalf. Guru Maharaj used to say, when you give a crore of rupees to the bank teller does not think, oh, now I am very rich. The bank teller simply accepts on behalf of the bank and gives it to the bank, doesn't keep one paisa for himself. But as soon as due to false ego or false pride comes into the picture, immediately whatever's offering is blocked by that false pride and we think, it's mine. It's not coming through us. And similarly, in whatever position, if we are preaching Krishna consciousness, people may respect us. People may honor us. It is their duty to do so. But if you think any of that honor or any of that respect is yours, if that channel of God's grace that's supposed to be coming through you and being received through you, if it is blocked by ego, it will strangle your spiritual life. It is just like when you eat food, the throat is just the means by which it goes to the stomach. Similarly, it is the channel by which the throat goes into the stomach. We are all meant on behalf of our Guru and Krishna to be a channel of their mercy. But if that food gets stuck in our throat and doesn't reach the stomach, what happens? We choke, we strangle, we die. Evil. That is the problem, and that is the greatest danger in spiritual life. Krishna is the root of the tree. Krishna is the stomach of the body. If anything that is being offered to us, if we want to keep it ourselves, it will strangle all of our spiritual progress. We are simply the humble servants of the servants of the servants. So here we find Indra. He's accustomed to accepting on behalf of Krishna for so many long years. People are all worshipping him because they need rain. All over the world they are. And here's one little cowherd community called Brajbhumi. And Nanda Maharaj is, it's not a big community. There's so many big, big kings and kingdoms all over the world. They're all worshipping Indra for rain. And Nanda Maharaj, he's about to do his puja, as has been done for so many long generations before. But Krishna, he understood that Indra has become infatuated, intoxicated by his power, by his position, by his prestige. And he's starting to think that it's meant for him. Let me teach him a good lesson. Let me torture his ego and cause him such pain and suffering that he's willing to wake up to the fact that he is my eternal servant. I will take away something more valuable than his life, his prestige. So Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, why are you worshipping this Indra? Who's this Indra? If you do good karma, he has to give you the result. So why worship him? Actually, the grass that we're getting for our cows is coming from Govardhan Hill. So let us worship the Govardhan Hill. And then Krishna became the Govardhan Hill and accepted all the offerings right before everyone died. And everyone was very happy. They were celebrating. But Indra was very insulted. So insulted. One little cowherd community does not offer his worship, and he's ready to kill them all. He sent the Sanvartaka clouds. Not ordinary clouds. These clouds are reserved specifically and exclusively for the end of a millennium, when the entire earth is flooded with waters, when all the oceans rise up, and there is nothing except water to be seen everywhere. All life is destroyed. He sent the most powerful weapons of destruction to kill Krishna and to kill all his family members and all the Brijvasis. You can see what this false pride can do to a person. It is said in Gita that for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. To protect his honor and prestige, he was willing to murder everyone. And he's a devotee. He's a great devotee, assuming so many responsibilities on behalf of God. Just see what false pride can do to a person's consciousness. It made him worse than a demon. We find Kamsa, he sent Aristasura, he sent Keshi, he sent Aghasura, Putana, Trinavarta, he sent them all to kill Krishna and kill the Brijvasis, right? And Kamsa was a terrible Rakshasa. Radha Gopinath Sinti Jai. We expect such terrible, terrible activities by a Rakshasa like Kamsa. But what is the difference? Kamsa was sending these mighty mystic yogis as demons to come and destroy everybody in Brijbhumi. And here's Indra, the Lord's own dear, intimate devotee, sending clouds to kill everyone. He was taking the role of a demon. He was none different than Kamsa. Why did Kamsa send all these demons? Because he heard a voice that the eighth son of Devaki will kill you. And he had some idea that that eighth son of Devaki was in Vrindavan. So he was sending demon after demon after demon to protect his life. A person's prestige is as dear to him as his life, simply because Indra's prestige was being disturbed. He was sending these clouds, just like demons, to kill Krishna and kill everyone in Vrindavan. You see what the false ego can do to a person. It can make a devotee into a demon. It can turn God brothers and God sisters into bitter enemies. It can even make us into enemies of our own spiritual master. How careful we must be to protect ourselves against this false pride. So anyways, Krishna, who's after all very grateful for all the nice seva that Indra has done, he wanted to teach him a good lesson. So Indra sent the most powerful weapons of destruction in the entire universe. What weapons are greater than this? We read about Keshi and Aristasura. They could come and they may be able to kill a few thousand people. But these clouds of Indra kill the entire planet Earth within minutes, wipe out all life. he sent his most formidable weapons, and he personally led the way on his elephant carrier, Airavata.
And Krishna, who was playing the role of just a cowherd boy, 7 years old, he did not have big, beautiful armor and crowns and weapons like Indra. He wasn't riding a formidable, heroic chariot like Indra. He didn't have a massive elephant who could destroy anything like Indra. He was just a little child, 7 years old. Each limb was so soft. He didn't have big muscles. Sometimes we see people on the bodily concept of life, they lift all weights and do all exercises trying to make their muscles very, very swollen. And people think this is very beautiful. Krishna didn't have any. In fact, one time the artists of ISKCON, they were drawing a picture of Krishna and they drew him with big muscles. And Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, said, "What is this nonsense? You think Krishna needs these ugly muscles to be strong?" But Krishna doesn't have any of these. In fact, Krishna's limbs, especially at this age of 7, they were so soft that when the gopis would touch him, there would be imprints on, like, there would be imprints of color where they would touch him. When something's very soft, it does like that. And the gopis, when Krishna would walk through the forest with his bare feet, they would cry, thinking that his feet are so soft. Then when we place it upon our breasts, we think that maybe we are hurting them because our breasts are so hard compared to his feet. And that when he steps on these pebbles, his feet start changing colors. And it brings us great grief that it may be causing him some pain. It is explained when the gopis, when the elderly gopis like Yashoda and the other mothers of Vrindavan, when out of parental affection, they would embrace Krishna. It didn't feel to them like just a muscular, hard person who was so strong. No. When they would embrace him, his body felt like soft butter to them. And it would be like butter melting in their arms. This is Krishna. So beautiful, so soft, so loving, so sweet and charming to the heart of all living beings. Simply dancing, chanting, playing with his friends, playing his flute. This restless little child, Krishna. He lifted the Govardhan Hill with the weakest, smallest part of the body. The little finger of the left hand. And with all Indra's powers and all of his heavenly facilities of destruction, Krishna completely defeated everything with the little finger of his left hand. This is Krishna. And when Indra saw this, he became completely devastated. And ashamed, he realized, he became sober, his intoxication vanished, and he understood his eternal position, that Krishna is my master. He is the supreme controller of all controllers. I am his menial, humble servant, and I have offended him so bad. Therefore, he approached his spiritual master. He approached Brahma. He also approached Brihaspati. And he was told, if you go to Krishna yourself, how can you possibly face him after what you've done? He is Jagadguru.
Are you not ashamed of yourself? Pindar was so ashamed. Never tried to approach Krishna directly. First, Indra was a devotee, so he understood the proper process. First, he went to his guru. You must approach Krishna through guru. And what did guru tell him? That if you want to please Krishna, you have to please his devotees. His spiritual master sent him to please the Sarabi cow. Because the Sarabi cow is so dear to Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmani Hitaya Cha. Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And when Indra, the king of heaven, came to Sarabi, Sarabi was embarrassed herself. She's just an ordinary cow eating grass in the pastures. And here is the king of heaven with all of his royalty and opulence coming and bowing at her feet. And Indra pleaded, please, on behalf of me, beg Krishna to forgive me. This is a very important principle. The fact is, throughout our life, we have suffered the same offense of Indra. Maybe not to the same extent because we don't have the same capacity, but we have all been under the illusion that I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, I am the proprietor. We have been offending Krishna birth after birth after birth in this egoistic consciousness. Not offering our love and devotion to him, but trying to keep things for ourselves. We have all committed the same offense of Indra in our own small ways. Therefore, first you must approach the spiritual master and learn from the spiritual master how to be reinstated in the merciful grace of God. How to again become his devotee. And what does the spiritual master tell us? To serve the Vaishnavas. To please Krishna by pleasing his devotees. Gopi Bharatura Pada Kamala Yora Dasa Dasa Anudas. To become the servant of the servant of the servant is the only means of pleasing Krishna. So Indra approached Sarabi Devi. And Sarabi Devi, Indra came to Vrindavan and Krishna ignored him. This little child was just looking around after he put the Govardhan Hill back in its place. He was looking, walking around, looking to see how everything was. And Indra was bowing down and Krishna just walked. What does Krishna care for this Indra? He's more concerned with his little gopa friends whose life and soul is only his pleasure. But then Sarabi, she appealed to Krishna very, very sincerely that Indra, he's very much begging for your mercy. Please give him your mercy. Krishna's heart melted when Sarabi requested. And then Krishna approached, allowed Indra to approach him and heard his prayers and he spoke to him. He said, Indra, I purposely put you in this situation just to crush your false ego because it is spoiling our relationship. Now you have again become a very, very humble servant. Now you have again realized that your whole life is simply for me, that all your wealth is mine, that all sacrifices being offered to you are for me. Now, you are forgiven. You go back to your heavenly planet. You continue your service, but always as my humble servant. Always remember me. Always think of me. Whether we are doctors, whether we are dentists, whether we are engineers, whether we are businessmen, whether we are students, whether we are fathers or mothers or sannyasis, or brahmacharis. Krishna tells us, you perform your duty, but always remember that you are my servant. Always remember me. Never be caught up by false pride. Never think you are the proprietor or the doer. Grihe tako, vani tako, sadahari boli tako. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has sung, whether you are a grihastha, living in home with family and furniture and wealth and land, or whether you are a sannyasi living in the jungles, always remember Krishna. Always chant his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So we are reading in these verses today that after Indra was forgiven by Krishna and was reinstated in his natural original position as the eternal servant of the Lord, Surabhi said to Krishna, forget these Indras. These Indras are too fallible with their false egos. We want you to be our Indra, Krishna. Indra means Lord. So Indra himself, along with Surabhi, performed an Abhishek. And this is not just an ordinary Abhishek, but this is the Abhishek which coronates a person as king. We read in Ramayana, after Lord Sri Ramchandra spent those long years at Chitrakoot and in the Dandakaranya forest, when he came back to Ayodhya, Vasishtha Muni and the others, they performed a grand Abhishek ceremony for Lord Ram. This is the tradition in Vedic culture. Then when a person is coronated as king, there is an Abhishek where he's bathed with milk and ghee and yogurt and panchagavya and panchamrita and all these nice things, scented waters. So here is Indra, the king of heaven. He is performing the Abhishek to coronate Krishna as the king of the universe, as the king of all that exists. And he's offering his Airavata elephant carrier has brought celestial sweet water from the Ganges to bathe him with all sorts of valuable, beautiful gifts. And all the demigods came down to join this Abhishek ceremony and all recognize that Krishna is our king. And Surabhi, she offered her ambrosial nectarine milk to bathe Krishna. To Surabhi, Krishna is Brajaraj. He is the king of Braja. They don't care anything else. As long as he's Brajaraj, they don't see beyond that. He is the Lord of our hearts. He is the Lord of Brajbhumi. And the demigods, they coronated him as the king of the universe. They all accepted. He is our master. We are his servants. This took place at a place that is still on the Govardhan Parikram in Vrindavan. It is called Govindakund. It is described here that Indra gave Krishna the name Govinda at the time of this Abhishek ceremony, which means that he is the supreme pleasure giver of the cows, of the entire earth, of all land everywhere, and of the senses of all living beings. So actually, our heart should become like this Govinda Kund. It should be a place where we regularly, every day, coronate Krishna as the Lord of our lives. And how do we do so? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the holy name of God is like the water that gives life to the soul. When we engage in the process of devotional service, with humility. We are factually coronating the Lord, performing the Abhishek of the Lord within our heart, installing him as the King and the Master of our life. It is the aspiration of a devotee to make his heart like Govinda Kund, a place where Krishna is honored, respected, and loved. Are there any questions? Yes?
Maharaj, every day we have been hearing about the uncommon pastimes of Lord Krishna. And the uncommon pastimes of Lord Krishna. And the demons, the role played by the demons, Maharaj, is how most of the pastimes are performed. And is it all right to think whether this demonic mentality of whether it be Indra or Hiranyakashipu or Ravan, that they have done this service so that we can relish these past things, Maharaj?
Yes, you can think like that. These are not, to be an asura, a demon, in Krishna's Leela, you have to be very special. These are very, very divine, empowered beings who are in the role of demons. Huh? Because all of them were killed by Krishna personally with his own hands. To be killed by Krishna is a great, great benediction. They were all liberated. According to their consciousness in which they approached Krishna, some attained mukti. Some attained the Vaikuntha planets, receiving the same form as the Lord. Some even attained Goloka Vrindavan to be Krishna's mothers, nurses. So yes, there are many demons in this world who are ordinary demons. And Krishna killed them one way or other and generally sends them to hell or to some lower species for their demoniac activities. But when Krishna performs his own sublime pastimes, we should know that he chooses very, very special personalities to play the roles in his lila. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Kumbhakarna, Ravana, Shishupal, Dantavakra. They were the Jayan Vijay, the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. Krishna has lessons he wants to teach us. Why didn't Jayan Vijay fall to this world? For several reasons. One is Krishna wanted to show that if you offend the Vaishnavas, however great you are, you fall down. Never offend Vaishnavas. What is our position? Vajaya and Vijaya were at the gates of Vaikuntha. But because they were so close, but because they committed Vaishnava Aparad, they had to fall down to a demoniac species. But another reason is this. That was the lesson Krishna wanted to show. But Krishna, his nature is he likes to fight. Because whatever qualities are in us, in its perfect and pure state, are also in Krishna. We see so many athletes who like competition and fighting. Where does that come from? It cannot exist in our hearts unless it originally exists in Krishna, because everything has its origin in Krishna. But in Krishna, everything is pure. Everything is motivated by divine love. But in this world, those same pure sentiments are perverted by false ego, ahankar. So Krishna, when he wants to fight, there's no fighting in Vaikuntha, because everyone recognizes him as their lord and master and loves him. So therefore, he comes down to this material world. But if he's going to fight, he wants to fight with his devotees. The demons, he deals with them through material energy. He doesn't have to come for them. For the ordinary demons, just through time he kills them, or through some calamity, or through some disease, he'll destroy them all. But when he wants to personally come and wrestle with someone, he sends his devotees. And he puts them in a form of a terrible, terrible demon. So great that it's just a wonderful exhibition that he displays before everyone. And by doing this, the whole world glorifies Keshi Daman, he killed Keshi. Putana Gatana, he killed Putana. There is many, many names for Krishna glorifying him for every demon that he killed. And generally, I know at Srila Prabhupada's palace at New Vrindavan, in the dome, there is pictures of Krishna's lila all around it. And most of the pictures are Krishna killing demons. How wonderful is Krishna. How he protects his devotees under all circumstances. So these are very mysterious and very great personalities to take these forms during the Lord's lila. Any other questions?
You are speaking of false pride. So what is the true pride? If you say that true pride is to serve the Krishna, then that is our constitutional position. How can you say that we should have pride in that position?
Yes. False pride means janasya moho yamaham mameti, that I am this body and all things in relationship to this body are mine. Whether it be our wealth or our skills or our intelligence, that is false ego. Real pride is jivara swarupoi krishnara nityadas. that I am the eternal servant of Krishna and everything belongs to Krishna. And everything should be utilized in his loving service. By serving the Vaishnavas, by following the directions of Gurudev, by chanting the holy names and hearing the glories of the Lord, this true, pure pride is awakened in our hearts. We should be proud of Guru. We should be proud of Krishna. We should be proud of the devotees as a selfless servant. The Brijvasis, they were so proud of Krishna. How wonderful is Krishna? To the degree we're proud of Krishna, we become less proud of ourselves. Therefore, rather than just trying to kill our pride like the impersonal philosophers, we want to purify our pride by putting so much glory and so much service for Krishna that our own pride, there's just no time for it anymore. Everything for Krishna. If we're always chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, then our tongue is so busy we have no facility to say anything about ourselves. Huh? We're always speaking the words of Krishna. We have no time to boast about our own activities. So just keep your mind, keep your tongue, keep your activities, keep your everything, mind, body, and words, in glorifying Krishna by hearing and chanting, serving his devotees. Any other questions?
Maharaj, Krishna says that if I want to show my mercy to my devotee, I give him whatever he wants. If I want to show my compassion to a devotee, then I take whatever, supreme compassion, then I take whatever he wants. Can you just elaborate on the first part of this, Maharaj?
Yes. Everything is the mercy of God. It is the mercy of the Lord when he gives you what you want. But it is a greater mercy when he gives you what you need. There are two things. One is what we want and what is what we need. A mother, when she wants to make her son happy, she'll give him what he wants. But when she really wants to show her greatest love for the child, she'll give him what he needs, even if he doesn't want it at all. Huh? It is like that.
So whenever we achieve something during our course of our life, we should think that it is the mercy of Krishna, or else, on the other hand, we should think that the Maya is testing us or trying to allure us in doing something.
It is the mercy of Krishna that he allows Maya to test us too. Everything is the mercy of Krishna. The question is, how are we accepting his mercy? Even Maya's testing is the mercy of Krishna. It's all meant for our purification. The question is, are we accepting his mercy or are we rejecting it? If we remain fixed in the service of our Gurudev, in the service of the Vaishnavas and in the service of Krishna, gratefully, then we are accepting that mercy in whatever form it comes. But if we complain, or we criticize, or we give up, or we fall down, or we become egoistic, then we have rejected the mercy. The mercy means every situation is an opportunity to make spiritual advancement. And we accept it to the degree we follow the orders of Gurudev. And to the degree we don't, we are rejecting that mercy. But everything is Krishna's mercy. Not a blade of grass moves without his mercy.
Thank you very much. Hari Bol.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Jai Nitai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Rama, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama. Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama. Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.